My name is Ayla Ludlow, and a few months ago, I decided to write a letter to the First Family after watching the U.S. women's soccer team. This is what I wrote. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Obama, my name is Ayla Ludlow, I am 13 years old, and I live in Pembroke, Massachusetts. Today I was watching Women's World Cup, which I love so much, and then my brother decides to come into the room and say, Ayla, boys are so much better than girls at soccer. Whoever is reading this should know that I hate the fact that boys' sports always get the most attention. I want to do something about it. It makes me mad that people do not treat girls equally. Plus, a lot of girls are better at sports than boys. So all I am saying is that I would like to do something about it, and I need your help. Sincerely, Ayla Ludlow, 13 years old. I never thought my note would bring me here to the White House with the woman I was watching on TV. Having this opportunity to stand before this group is simply amazing, and I'm never going to forget this moment. And now it is my honor to introduce the President, Barack Obama.
Well, welcome to the White House, everybody. And Ayla, thank you for that introduction. You did a great job. I know your dad is incredibly proud of you. I don't know where your brother is right now. but this is some payback right here. You just had a national audience. You just had a national audience just letting him know what's what. Because a lot of people agree with you. And nothing gives me more hope than knowing that we've got a whole generation of young women like Ayla ready to take the world by storm. Speaking of women who took the world by storm, give it up for the world champion, U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Hey! I was really excited about this today. You know, I go to a lot of meetings. And most of them aren't that interesting. And so to see this team that sparked the imagination of people all across the country and around the world is just wonderful. I want to recognize a lot of people who made these incredibly talented women, put them in a position to be able to showcase their talents so effectively. First of all, U.S. Soccer President Sunil Gulati. Please give him a big round of applause. Good job, Sunil. Your outstanding coach, Jill Ellis. Coach Ellis, I very much appreciate you allowing them to come to the White House during your victory tour. They've been playing a lot of friendly matches across the country, although by the looks of the scores, they're not that friendly. These folks are kind of competitive. Now, my first order of business is to congratulate our newlywed, Sydney LaRue. Sydney? Is that the newlywed wave? Oh, it's the presidential wave. Okay. So Sid got hitched a couple weeks ago, and just about the whole team showed up. I also hear that she's got a chihuahua with 10,000 Twitter followers, which makes me thankful that Bo and Sonny don't have their own accounts, because I don't need them trolling me from my own house. But that's an aside. It's been a busy few months for the team since winning the World Cup in July. They've graced the covers of magazines and video games, and apparently even corn mazes. Now, this is a true story. A farmer in California built a corn maze in the shape of Megan Rapinoe's face. I mean, I thought I was cool a few years ago when somebody made a bust out of me out of butter. But Megan's got an entire cornfield. But these champions deserve all the attention that they've been getting. After 16 long years, too many heartbreaks, they flew north to put America back on top of the soccer world, and they did it in style. It was a victory that took all 23 players. It took Christy Rampone's leadership, Alex Morgan's playmaking, Heather O'Reilly's game face. It took Becky Sauerbrunn's quiet dominance and Abby Wambach's not so quiet dominance. Abby said that she wanted her final World Cup to be like a fairy tale, and I'm not sure that she could have written a better ending. World champion at last, draped in the stars and stripes, showing us all how far we've come on and off the field by sharing a celebratory kiss with her wife. And of course, this victory required Carly Lloyd. Now, Carly's no stranger to clutch performances, scored game winners in both the 2008 and 2012 Olympic gold medal matches. So this year's final against Japan, she did it even better, scoring three goals in the first 16 minutes. Now, I have to say, first of all, I was explaining to the team and Carly that, like, I'd gotten my popcorn, I was all settling in. You know, I'm thinking I've got, you know, a couple hours of tension and excitement, and poof, it was gone, it was over. And afterward, Carly was asked if she ever thought that she would score three goals in a World Cup final. No, she said, I dreamed of scoring four. She does have an attitude. You can just see it. She's not lacking in confidence. Although I do think that rocket from midfield, that's a two-pointer. So it was almost like four. And Carly's performance was so good that by the time the game was over, someone had changed her title on Wikipedia from midfielder to President of the United States. Which, by the way, the job's about to open up. What's another candidate in the mix? I guarantee you Carly knows more about being president than some of the folks who are left. But that's a whole nother. That's a whole nother topic of conversation. Now, while Carly's performance put an exclamation point on a historic run, this victory was about more than just soccer. It was about dominance and skill and about inspiring our whole country. About a month before the World Cup kicked off, these players launched She Believes Initiative, encouraging young fans all across the country to believe in themselves. And whether it was through the campaign, through that campaign, or on the field, they've inspired millions of girls to dream bigger. And by the way, inspired millions of boys to look at girls differently, which is just as important. Sasha had a chance to go with one of her best friends, Maisie, Joe's granddaughter, to the game live, but others were following it all across the country. There are girls like the young player in Florida who told Sydney, I look like you, and I want to be just like you. Girls like Ayla, who too often heard that they weren't somehow supposed to be as good at sports as boys. And Ayla got mad, and she should be mad with those attitudes. This team taught all America's children that playing like a girl means you're a badass. And Perhaps I shouldn't have used that phrase. Playing like a girl means being the best. It means drawing the largest TV audience for a soccer match, men or women's, in American history. It means wearing our nation's crest on your jersey, taking yourself and your country to the top of the world. That's what American women do. That's what American girls do. That's why we celebrate this team. They've done it with class. They've done it with the right way. They've done it with excitement. They've done it with style. We are very, very proud of them. So once again, on behalf of all Americans, congratulations. We couldn't be prouder of you. Let's go bring home the gold in Rio. Thank you.
So on behalf of our team and our staff, we want you to try out. We figured you'd be free. But we'd just like to say thank you so much for your support. It meant the world to us.
Thank you so much. That is great.